look at me. Do I look nervous? Huh. I guess that's a bad question at this point, huh? You're a terrible judge of character, you know that. That's why you stuck around with me this much. Look at me. Really look into my eyes. What we're after isn't just the house. It's to put a dent in their armor. It's to make a difference when we couldn't before. Now look at me. And you tell me. We're gonna make it out of this, okay? I need to hear that from you, Tut. I need to hear that it's not just gonna fail. That I'm not gonna lose you, or we're just gonna die here like stupid little... No, never mind. Breathe it into the air and it's more likely to happen, right? Now listen, it's simple, right? I need you to be at the forefront of things. We'll be together for most of it. That distraction we cause. I had a bit of an idea about it. I know we've got this, and we can do a drive-by or whatever. That won't solve the problem, honey. We gotta blend right into them. Look at that. You see in the distance? That ain't a house. That's a fortress. Not because of anything else. But look at them. They're all just blending into the background. You see that eye on the bush? That white picket fence? Yeah, there's a mouth on it. Everything is waiting for us. One move out of line, and they'll scream their heads off that we're trying to do something. Now look at me. Honey, before we do this, I need to know you're ready. We might not make it back, but... I don't want to think about that. After we've been through so much, I've gotten attached to you, okay? If you want me to be honest, I don't want to lose you like I've lost everything else. Makes you special. Do you feel the special yet? They say you should at this point, but... Hell if I know if it works. I don't really remember what fully feeling... Well, feels like... It's a mess. All of it is a mess, and I know this ice cream truck won't last forever, but I'm glad you're in it with me. There is no way in hell that I can make it work this way. The plan? No. The plan is only the first step once we light it on fire. We have to get out quick. We gotta see it to the end, but not get caught up in the mess. If we land a good clean hit, they'll probably be stunned. Give us a chance to get back here. Now, listen here, Beth. Keep it in your purse. Our goal is to park in this nondescript alleyway. Walk without anyone seeing us. And if they do, we hold our hands, right hands locked, ring fingers especially. Have to make sure that ring doesn't come off, baby. I know it's disingenuous that you and I have different rings. If they notice that, we're in trouble, so covering it like this, I'm gonna have my hand like this. They won't be able to see it. They'll imply and assume that we have the same ring. Just watch it. Angles, baby. Now, this is the place. Be completely honest with me. Are you ready for this? Yeah, me neither. Somewhere along the lines. Guess your nerves rubbed off on me. Having something to lose again. It reminded me of those times that I don't want to think about. It made me realize that I'm more man than monster, huh? That this heart still beating, still withstanding, Still has some feelings left in there. Weren't you just a little Casanova with that? Well, fine. Maybe I'll give you something of a reward if we win. How about that? Might as well make bets that make us even that much more likely. Look, I don't want to die a stupid death. And I don't want them to walk free. Now, I don't know what I'm supposed to care about more. Our own well-being. Which I think this is necessary for just as much as the rest of it. Now, something that I have thought of, and I have no proof to this. There might be something wrong once we light it on fire. Don't assume that they'll be stunned for long. We need to make them run for it back here. Now, it's not going to be that far. It's like 2 blocks. But the difference is, we don't know what they're capable of when they're on fire. When their brain is burning, they might be twice as vicious. Now, once that happens, that's why we got the doubles, right? We can block out a path with fire, but if they start coming from both ways, we gotta think of something else. And I think the best thing we could do is not let them know our plan at all. If that happens, baby, I'm gonna do something pretty stupid. And it might look hopeless, but I need you to trust me on that, okay? I'm not gonna tell you that I have the best intentions ever. I mean, hell, we met in the worst circumstances, and I don't even know how we're standing right now. Look at me. I'm not a good man. I'm not. I'll never say it. But I am a man, fortunately or not, that's in this milk van with you, and definitely doesn't want to see it all go up in flames. Well, them, not us. Well, you're ready or not. And after you, my love, we might as well enjoy our Sunday stroll, right? Now look, you have it. And lighter. Like this, here. Yeah, if you snap, it sparks. Pretty creative, huh? Now look at me. We're gonna make it through this. Whether you have that funny look because I'm squishing your cheeks, doesn't matter. You're going to make it through this. I promise. And I hate people who break promises, I'm gonna tell you that flat away, so don't even think about it. Don't even consider the option of breaking it. You're promising that we're making it till tomorrow, then you better live up to that, because I'll kill you if they don't. Do you understand? I'm not going soft on you. This is serious. Now come on. Good, nobody's around. Keep your hand like that. Now listen. Keep this pace. Good, you're doing it. What was I worried for, alright? Shit. Nothing. Don't make a move. Just keep pace. Smile. Me too, yeah. How is it showing? That bit of malice in my eyes? Well, maybe. I don't think it'll tell on us too much. I love you, honey. A Sunday stroll like this, the park's just around the bend. That's right. You're the only one for me, toots. Do it now. Do it now. Up in a fucking plume of smoke, you sorry bastards. Up you go. Sorry, but we're not taking any chances here. Gotta pick up the pace, after all. If you had a problem with the Princess Carrie, you should have told me before. I'm fine. Look behind us. Throw it when you think that... Never mind. That's that. You didn't even need to be told. What are you... becoming like me? got that heart for revenge on him. Surprised you don't turn that lighter to me and try and burn me up at this point. After all, you can't be sure what I am, who I am. You're just sure that I'm different. And that's the only thing keeping you like that, huh? Get inside. I hope you go. See, I told you things would go good. So that's it, huh? You want to go one last hurrah, you Shit. Don't worry about that. I told you it's nothing, so don't worry about it. You think it's my first time getting stabbed? You poor naive little thing. You really think that that's... Yeah, it's not nice. I think I got... Maybe snuck a bit there. Got too confident, too comfortable. But they missed the vitals. Sucks to be them. Wait. This is what I was thinking might happen. A convergence. Looks like there's a wave of them. We gotta go. Do you trust me? This isn't gonna be nice. But we have no other choice. We gotta go to the worst kind of place. And I don't like it. Damn it. Looks like they're catching up to us, huh? Damn. Keep going. Yeah. Don't worry, we've got enough gas to outrun them, I think. They're pouring like an ocean of them. Like a fucking zombie apocalypse. You know, this whole thing, it's so messed up that it got to this point. They really had everyone by the throat, huh? Damn it. That's just one of them. This all has to end. It all has to go. Don't worry, we're almost there. I see them on both sides. They're converging. We're not gonna get caught, trust me. Keep going. Go. Go. Come on. Come on. Brace yourself. Don't know what the hell that was, but something made a big explosion. You're okay. You're okay. We're okay. Shh. It's okay. Cart didn't tip over. And we're still here. Look at me. Look at me. We're still alive. We're still kicking after a stunt like that. You really think that was something we had planned? No. I mean, it was, but not enough. But sure as hell felt like it went smoother than it should. And that explosion is suspicious. What the hell made that? Someone working with us, or maybe someone getting a little revenge themselves. Doesn't matter. They saved our ass with that. And I'm just glad we didn't tip the milk van. That would be a nightmare. And honestly, I'm sick of those. They're fucking everywhere. And honestly, I've had enough of all that. And it stings a little. You know what? Let me just do the world a favor and remove it. On the bright side, we have a new knife. Here, give me that. Take the wheel for a second, babe. Good as new. Pressure will do wonders for something like that. That's what you get for just grazing me, you ugly bastard. What's wrong with talking shit after I made it out? I didn't do that, would I really be me? You really think that I'm someone who would just take it laying down, say, oh, I'm so glad we're okay? No. If I don't have a one-up on them every time, I think I'd go insane. I'm glad you're okay and that they didn't get you. Looks like my plan mostly worked. Our plan, I should say. Your timing with the Molly probably saved me from everything, so thanks. Now, where to park the car? Never thought I'd be here again. This used to be a military base. Now it's something else entirely. Remember when I said it was the worst? I wasn't kidding. Wasn't exaggerating. This place is undoubtedly the worst. Now look, it has all the amenities you could need. It's just, there's someone here who's insufferable.
My, is that Francis? I see.
Fucking Afton. Don't worry about him, I'll handle this. You just stay in the car and...
No need for that. Come right through the gate. Welcome home, you two. It's something different every time. And we've all been waiting for you.
You and your experiments. Think we'd be paired up with a serial killer. This is the worst kind of pairing, by the way, Afton. Lay a hair on this one's head, and you know what happens.
I would think that we're good enough friends by now that you would know I would never do something to an old friend like that. Tell me, do I really look the part, Francis? An uncouth man?
Say that when you don't have those abominations sewn together behind you. The hell is your obsession with animatronics anyways? These copycats are not. Did you really have to stuff them into a suit?
A difference of opinion. And honestly, would you rather someone dangerous or someone helpless? I think you know how this ends. Also, what a lovely catch you've gotten there, Francis. My boy. You have been busy, haven't you?
Shut your trap before I throw you in spring trap.
Oh, that would wound me, wouldn't it? The fact that you're bringing up past traumas, you know I managed to get out of that.
The first time you did it. This is what I meant by things aren't good here. It's the worst place on Earth. But it's also the safest for us right now. This old, abandoned Air Force base. Looks like what we're going to be able to do is stay here for now. Just don't go in that twisted pizzeria. I don't know why he turned it into that or how he did, but they're active at night.
Don't make it all so cabaret. And welcome, my dear. This place is my hobby of sorts. And anything and anyone who gets on my nerves, you see, ends up encased in steel with a brand new view of the world. Welcome, you two.
Don't even try it. We'll go to the far corner to the guest house. Can I assume that it's safe for now?
Oh, yes. Why would I betray someone who I owe a favor? You'll have a free night's stay. Past that, it may be a little difficult for you, as the animatronics may get testy.
Look, I told you it was the worst place. We don't have a choice right now. If we went back to that motel, we'd have more holes in us than Swiss cheese, darling. And I don't feel like dying today. Not after everything. I've already been stabbed once. I have a good way of taking weapons to the chest and surviving it without too much. I'm a bit of an expert on that, huh? Right this way. After you. Don't mind the tacky decor. It's all such a terrible design, isn't it? But don't worry. You may be a twisted madman who's probably killed more people than I have. But he's at least trustworthy. When he says something, he really does mean it. So we best be out by tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll end up like his little toys. No, I think I'd kill him first, if I'm honest. Regardless, it was a long day. And I think that you did way better than I expected, honestly. And I'm glad it was you. If not, I think if I trusted my back to anyone else, I wouldn't be walking right now, I'll tell you that. Just relax, would you? Have a seat and let me at least give you a massage or something. Tending to me, yeah, you could if you want. Just don't expect anything for it. You're so simple, aren't you? At a moment's notice, and as soon as we get to a safe place, then you're there again, just looking at me with those eyes, giving me those puppy dog eyes like you want me. Like you want touch, taste, feeling. Like you can't get enough of all of me. To be honest, it feels good to feel wanted. Not something I knew even before. I don't want to get into it, but it was complicated, okay? And once again, you would act like that. Acting like you're above the situation by taking advantage of me being needy and you being just as bad. Fine. I won't stop you in those hands. That should be illegal. But it's not. I can't stop feeling when it's you. I owe you a lot, too. Don't know if that makes it better or worse. Can't really decide, but I know one thing is for damn sure. I'm sick of this. Look on your face like this is the last day. Though the desperation is kind of welcome. I don't like the look when it's like that. I like the look when it's desperate for more. I like the look when it's right into my eyes. Well, your mouth is doing a lot more than talking, I'll tell you. Touch, you're crazy. Freaky, as they might say. And I can't get enough. I really can't when it's you. Why don't you just keep it up, then? If you're gonna stop, you would have done it already. Besides, those lips don't lie. Fine then. Like hell I'd have a reason to stop you. Don't stop then. But nurse, if this is how you treat your patients, I think you might be breaking some medical law somewhere. Because that's too damn good for something you do with everyone. I think I'm an exclusive, special patient, huh? Not complaining, but your argument's notwithstanding either. If you continue like that, it's not gonna stop, you know? It's like complaining about being wet while taking a bath. You can't do that, honey. That just don't make sense. You're a walking contradiction, and one that I'm going to appreciate. Yes, when I can't stop appreciating, even if I wanted to. You're too special at this point. And I'm too lost in your eyes, in your touch, in your everything that I can't escape. There's no escape for me, baby, and there's... I hope you're happy with that. Making such a mess. You know, last time, maybe I was too rough, too crazy, but this time will be different. You did say, in your mind just now, I could change him, right? I could fix him. Why don't we see about that? Just a little bit more. Don't give it to me like that, Tuts, and don't lift that bobbing head off my cock. Not yet. Somehow you look really cute like that. How'd you make the devil's tango look like the cutest thing in the world? I'll never know. Mysterious girl with her mysterious ways. And who the hell am I to question it when it feels that good? Though I don't know about you, just doing this might not be tending to your patient as well as you think. What? Are you disappointed? If you're that disappointed, then kiss me. Not backing down from the challenge, I like that. That side of you is so adorable. Yet, respectable in several ways that I can't even put into words because my mind's so far gone after that first round that I can't care about anything else but the feeling. Yeah, the feeling. Get up here. That's it. That's the feeling I crave. I love touching you here. I love rubbing against you here. And I love the fact that everything I do has some profound effect on you that steals your breath away. I wouldn't have it any other way. Look, I never said I was a softie. And even if I said the L word, what if I don't want to say it again? Not yet. Not until I know there's a future where that L word means something. Would you hate me? Or would you be frustrated? Perhaps even sexually frustrated? I know last time didn't turn out exactly as you thought, Tuts, and I know that's part of why. You're looking at me with that half-frustrated, half-maddened-by-lust look. Because you want the love to be there. And I get it. I do. But honey, you're trying to love a broken man. And I don't mean anything by that. Only that you got a lot on your plate. And I don't know if you're gonna be able to get through to me. I don't even know if I have a heart left to get through to, but god damn it. If you ain't trying hard, you're pushing me. You're giving me so much of your love, so much of your heart. And I bet your heart sank when I got hurt. When your fingers graze over my wound, you seem so sad. And I feel that. Now's not the time for sorrow. Now's not the time for worry because I'm fine. A little stab never did shit to me. And if you think the man you're with is anything other than the grit of iron and the absolute pinnacle of power and tenacity, Do you really think I would have made it this long if I wasn't me? Broken or battered. Makes no sense. They can't take me down until they destroy the idea of me. Just like you can't fully get that love you back until I feel like I can be the man that you want me to be. So that's it. You don't want me to be anyone else but the Francis you see in front of you. Is that it? But what if that Francis in front of you is a monster just like them? What then? Would you still be saying those words if I was just a rogue doppelganger? Would I still matter to you? Would I? Or would you turn on me too? It's nothing at all. But rubbing against you with my cock has clouded my mind and all this serious talk I can. I need you on me now. That familiar weight and warmth, that divine softness, that plumpness here. Everything about you, baby, just feels right. You know that? Don't look at me like that. I kissed you, didn't I? Besides, even if I don't kiss you, you're just gonna kiss me back. I know how you work, babe. This ain't our first rodeo. It's not gonna be our last. Thanks to that nicely timed Molly and that look. Almost like you hate them as much as me. But those eyes betray that you love me more than you ever loved your husband. And that is a point of bragging for me. I'm not gonna lie, because I want to be better than him. And in order to be better than him, I'm afraid I have to do a lot of things, don't I? For instance, taking this needy part that seems so alluring. That honey sweet scent between your thighs. I wonder what is it that you want me to do? Flip you over, devour you. Or maybe you can't wait. Maybe you're just like me and you want to fuck up all of those expectations. You want to just shove it all in right now? Is that it? You want me to rough you up again because you can't have what you want, that sexual frustration and the fact that you can't stop yourself from wanting it right here, right now. I know all the kissing and rubbing got you messed up in the head, and that sucking of my cock, you swallowed my cum already today, so might as well fill you up here too, huh? Fuck. Oh, yeah, baby. Stay down on that dick. Don't you even think of moving yet. Look at me when I fuck you. Look at me, baby. You want that love, then feel it. You're fucked in the head if you think I would do this with anyone else. Like I could anyways. To have a non-shitty bed to fuck you in feels great. And look at you bouncing up and down on that cock. I love this side to you. Don't let it stop. Don't let it stop. Don't say that. Besides, your pussy's the only thing that should be talking. You like that pause, huh? You like that big time, don't you? The feeling of fullness you can only get with me. The way I look at you, half between looking at you like you're a piece of meat and looking at you like you're my starstruck lover. I wonder what you want me to look at you more. The filthy or the wholesome, either way, it doesn't matter, because you're mine now. You're mine now, and I won't let my fangs off of you. I'm afraid I've claimed you so many times that I won't look back, and I won't let you go, and I won't stop. You're mine now, baby, there's no escape. There's no cure for me, and there's no way you ever go anywhere but these arms. You got that, yeah. Nice and slow, I want to see it go inside you, disappear between you. Deeper, harder, yeah, baby, fuck. I'm gonna come, and you're gonna take it all just like usual. I'll be damned if I don't fill you with my seed every day for the rest of your life. Every single time you'll cry my name when you come on this cock, you got that? Yeah? And maybe then we'll talk about the award once you've been a good girl. You want it, baby? Say how much you want it. Beg for me. Beg for me to come then. Yeah. You want all this? Yeah. Say it louder. Scream so that Afton fucker can hear too. Yeah. Make a show of it. Yeah. 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 All that love seeping inside. This is what you wanted. Course it is. I know you wanted this from the start, the way you were looking at me. You wanted that full feeling, each spurt of this thick cum inside you. Yeah. God, yeah. You're sexy with cream filling, huh? That's what I thought, Tuts. You are mine to deal with as I please, however I want. However I deem necessary, you're gonna be the muse to my everything. Look at you. Yeah, that's right. That's right, baby. That's right. You keep looking at me like that, and I'll keep making you feel. I'll keep making you and reminding you where you belong. Because home is in my arms. Because I said so, and because you look mighty fine after getting fucked and stuffed by all my fucking seed. And honestly, holding you like this just feels right. Feels like the only way for me. And maybe I'll reconsider that old word. I know what I said in my time of weakness, and I know I don't want to get your hopes up. But goddamn if I'm not conflicted when I look in your eyes. I might have just a little bit more desire to fulfill that wish. Can't help myself, baby. And it's all your fault while we're at it. Time to take responsibility, huh? Fine by me. It's all fine.